So it's finally here. I am back from my March break, and we've got season 3 of Quantum Computing Now, and I'm really excited. Part of the reason I took a March break was because for the past few months now, I've been working on bringing perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a quantum transmission protocol that would not only eliminate inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detectors, but it would also be capable of automatically synchronizing quantum gram meters. Such an algorithm is what I'm calling the quantum encabulator, and my work on the matter is what I'll be discussing in this podcast. The original algorithm was built off a base of both Grover's algorithm phase estimation and variational hybrid quantum classical circuits to allow for running on both superconducting NISQ devices and fault-tolerant, fully error-corrected ion trap machines. The parametric seeding function for the variational hybrid quantum classical circuit comes directly from applications in the area of optimization. Specifically, we drew inspiration from Rockwell Automation's recent optimization of hydrocoptic Marshall vanes, which is a problem isomorphically identical to hardware-agnostic quantum spectroscopy. Additionally, our semi-Bolloid evolutionary ansatz generation is a result from the area of study around classical shadows, also known as lunar quantum circuit transpilation. Unfortunately, this work does not consider the application of decentralized quantum-resistant blockchain to the issue we faced with open-sourcing the pulse generation of our Josephson junctions, but incorporating this into future work should be trivial. The quantum encabulator has reached a high level of development and has been successfully used in the construction of nuclear resonance Hamiltonians. Moreover, whenever a fluorescent qubit rotation is required, it may also be used in conjunction with a drawn reciprocal and recursive dingle operation to reduce sinusoidal replenaration. I'm very proud of this work, and I encourage you all to reach out to me if you have any suggestions for the project. Additionally, if you'd like to help generalize this work to ion trap, superconducting, and annealing, please contact me. No questions or corrections, or at least I haven't seen any. I'm sure there were, but I just got back from March break and I wasn't looking for questions or corrections. Did the world explode while I was gone? What happened in quantum computing? Let me know these things by reaching out to me on Minds at @OneEthanHansen or via email, oneethanhansen@protonmail.com, or via an Anchor voice message if you so desire. Links to all of those are in the description. So in case you couldn't tell, yes, this is an April Fool's joke. I found out about the Turbo Encabulator, which is what this is all based on, last year, and I couldn't resist making a quantum encabulator version because there's the retro encabulator and the, I think, micro encabulator. It's a whole running joke. Do go and check out, just look up encabulator or turbo encabulator. You'll find a wealth of hilarious videos that are just a blast. But if you're listening this far, don't tell anyone it's an April Fool's joke. Just play along. Share this episode like crazy, Twitter, Minds, LinkedIn, Ruckus, whatever you're on, and just say something like, wow, this is really interesting research. I can't believe Ethan is working on this. I can't wait to see what impact it has on insert quantum computing subfield here, or industry, or whatever you want to say that you're excited about this. And let's see how many people we can get. And if you'd like to support me so I can make more and better episodes, fun stuff like this, and more serious content, please support me on Anchor. There's a link to that in the show notes. If you want to send me some IOTA, or any just general cryptocurrency, please reach out to me and I'll get you an address. Thank you for listening, and I'll have the next episode out when I get to it.